From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Groz.
And welcome to Capitol Connection, where we are bringing the Capitol to you every week from the Nebraska Family Alliance Studio in Lincoln. We have got another great show lined up today. I have a very exciting guest who will be joining me shortly. He usually is making appearances on Fox News or CNN or guest hosting for Hugh Hewitt, but Nick Adams is here joining me shortly. And we'll also cover the start of Stop Predatory Gambling Week. This is a national event taking place this week across the country. Starting today, we'll talk about what it is, why it matters, and what Nebraskans need to know. But first, I'm thrilled to have a very special guest and good friend back on the program today, Nick Adams, who is a Fox News contributor, founder and CEO of FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, and best-selling author whose last book, Green Card Warrior, became the first book in U.S. history to be endorsed by the sitting president of the United States, and he's with me now. Nick, it's great to have you on the show today.
G'day, Nate. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, Nick, we're so thrilled to have you back on the program. And I was excited to hear that you were actually in Nebraska for the first time this weekend. The Nebraska Federation of Republican Women had their biennial convention in Omaha, and you were the keynote speaker. Nick, what was your message to Nebraskans this past weekend?
Nate, it's true. I had my first ever visit to the great state of Nebraska, and I absolutely loved it. It was truly incredible, and I plan on coming back as often as I can if you guys will have me. But I had the great opportunity to speak to the state chapter of the National Federation of Republican Women, and my message to them was pretty simple. America is an exceptional country, and we are in the fight of our lives to keep her. The way that we know America, that there's a relentless assault on American values, on American virtues, and everything that we hold dear about this country. And we need to engage in this fight, that this is a fight that we want. It's not one that we began, but it is one that we must finish, because this here is Freedom's Coliseum. Freedom is going to live, or freedom is going to perish right here in the United States of America. And the history books are going to reflect the actions that we determined to take at this juncture. Because I can tell you, Nate, that there are no guarantees, but there is one thing that is for certain. If this is not an American century, it will not be a free century.
Mm. I know that this is such an important message for people to hear, and I'm glad that you helped bring it to Nebraska. And Nick, you are really doing something about this issue because you truly care about America and the values that our country was founded on. So you started your own national organization that I mentioned, FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. And we just celebrated Constitution Day here last week. And I love this about FLAG. What you have done really is made teaching the U.S. Constitution to school children across America a key component of FLAG. So, Nick, when you visit schools, first of all, do you struggle to get your message about the Constitution into public schools? And once you're there, what do you tell them?
Nate, we actually don't struggle at all. We've encountered very little pushback in our pursuit of making sure that we teach civics and put patriotism back in public school classrooms. And that surprises a lot of people, but there's some good reasons for it. First of all, we make all of our presentations to standards that have to be met by teachers anyway. We align all of our presentations with Common Core standards. I know Common Core is very unpopular. It certainly is, even for myself. I don't support Common Core, but that is the law of the land. And so we kind of work within the framework that we have. And one thing, good thing that Common Core does offer us is the ability to tailor our standards, tailor our presentation to the standards. So essentially, we're spoon-feeding teachers. And when teachers are given the chance to have those standards taught, they are more than happy to have that happen. That's been our experience. We reach schools and achieve our objectives, Nate, through three primary sources: the creation of resources for students and teachers, professional development programs for teachers, teaching teachers how to incorporate American exceptionalism and patriotism into their lesson plans, and thirdly, we obviously have our classroom visits. So through these three ways, we're able to make sure that the next generation of American leaders are being tethered to the founding documents and to the values of this country, which are distinct to each and every other country in the world over the last almost 5,000 years of recorded human history. So we created the world's first kid-friendly constitution and the world's first kid-friendly Declaration of Independence by working with interns from the late Justice Antonin Scalia's office to get those documents into plain, simple, easy-to-understand English that even a fifth grader can comprehend. And I'm really proud to tell you that in a couple of months' time, we're going to be launching the first of its kind ever kid-friendly selected readings of the Federalist Papers. So we're going to have the whole suite of founding documents available in kid-friendly format that are going to encourage and anchor kids to those documents and the virtues and values contained within them.
I think that is just brilliant. Being able to present the Constitution and those other founding documents that you mentioned in a way that young kids and children in classrooms can understand. How can people learn more about your students' constitution that you've developed with FLAG, or how can they get one to children or get them into schools here in Nebraska?
Well, Nate, anybody can go onto our website, flagusa.org. That's flagusa.org. It's a one-stop shop. You can pretty much do anything that you want. You can order some of our resources. You can organize for us to come to a classroom near you. You can make a tax-deductible gift towards our efforts. That's flagusa.org. And I'm really proud to announce, this is the first time I'm announcing this on any media, Nate, so this is breaking news. I can tell you that as of last week, FLAG now has our United States Constitution kid-friendly version and the Declaration of Independence, either one of those resources, in the hands of more than 250,000 students in America in every one of the 50 states.
No kidding.
250,000.
That is impressive. And what – well, we always love breaking news – but what a joy, you know, to know that many students are being taught about the Constitution in a new way that is tangible and understanding in a way that they can understand. Because, you know, Nick, we can't have the future of our country secured if those values and foundational principles and documents aren't being taught in schools.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Nate. And that's why we're on fire at the moment. FLAG is one of the fastest growing organizations in the country. Our budget this year is $1 million. We are just doing the most incredible things that even me as a wild optimist could never have dreamed of in such a short period of time. But it just goes to show you how important the work that we're doing is and how much people believe in the work that we're doing, because this is so important. It cannot be overstated. What we have here. Most young Americans today, Nate, tragically, do not have a basic understanding or appreciation of our founding documents. Most young Americans today, reputable polling suggests, prefer socialism to capitalism. Most young Americans today don't believe in American values. They believe in European values. And we need to take urgent action to repair this state of the culture, and we need to do so boldly, aggressively, and unapologetically. We believe in an America without any apologies.
Nick, I think you're absolutely right, and let me ask you, it certainly is true that we're seeing a growing push or acceptance for socialism, and that the United States should look more like Europe, and that our country is not great and never was great. What do you think that this is rooted in? Why are we seeing these attacks trying to undermine who America is and those foundational principles, things like free speech and freedom of religion that have made our country what it is?
Nate, look, history hasn't been taught the right way for a long time. We've had teachers, we've had anti-American activists masquerading as teachers, deliberately and recklessly trying to depict America as a hateful place, intentionally seeking to raise a generation of Americans to be at best ambivalent, if not worse, overtly hostile to their own country of birth or residence. This has been a long time in the works, and all of the cultural institutions that generate and shape our culture are in the hands of people that want to fundamentally transform this country, that don't love America the way you and I do, that don't love the things about America that you and I do, that have a completely different vision for the United States than you and I do. And we really are in a war with the people that want America to become a different place. And I like America the way that it is, Nate. That's why I came here, as all of your listeners can tell. I wasn't born here, but I did come as quickly as I could. I came to make, not take, to give, not receive, to join the place, not complain about it or change it. I came because I knew that this was the greatest country in the history of the world. I came because I knew that this was the place that would afford me the most freedom and the most opportunity to achieve the dreams that God put in my heart. But I also came here in no small measure to make sure that America does not turn out like the country I felt I had to leave.
And Nick, I want to ask you, that's so beautifully spoken, and you are such an engaging and electric speaker. For you personally, where does that passion and that drive come from for you personally to travel all across the United States? And as someone who wasn't born an American citizen but became one by choice, to defend the foundational principles of our country, what has led you to make this such an important mission for your life?
Well, America stands alone, Nate, in culture, in setup, in values, to every other place on this earth. And the dreams that I have managed to achieve have all only been possible because of the American people and the American culture, a culture that is just incredibly generous, incredibly hospitable, incredibly supportive, incredibly optimistic. And this is such a precious place. Of course, when you're born into it and you don't know any different, it's difficult to really appreciate it and value it because you consider it just a given. But as somebody that spent the first 32 years of my life as an American trapped inside an Australian body, I can tell you that I really value it and I really appreciate it. And I want to keep it this way. I want America to remain the refuge and the shelter for those whose dreams are too big for their own country, for those people that love and revere freedom, for those people that believe in being an individual and going out there and achieving your dream. This is such a unique place, Nate. I mean, when you look at it, failure is not fatal. Thomas Edison had 1,000 cracks at the light bulb. Colonel Harlan Sanders had his recipe for fried chicken rejected 1,009 times. This is just a unique place.
And Nick, what do you think, in your estimation, is it going to take to keep this a great place? Because as we've talked about, we know that our culture is certainly shifting in the way that the media even in our public schools try and portray our own country and past events and those foundational principles of life and in freedom and liberty that are so dear to our nation. What is it going to take to make sure that that stays intact?
Well, we have to summon every ounce of patriotism from the balls of our feet to the tops of our head, because that's what it's going to require. This is a fight worse than any that we've been through before, because the enemies of the United States are no longer only foreign. They're also domestic. There are people within America rooting for America's failure. So we have to be engaged. We have to be informed. We have to be active. We have to talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our relatives. We have to grab people out of the pews and into the polling booths. We need to make sure that every child has a heart beating for America. We need to invest in the next generation of Americans. We need to make sure that our people believe in American values, not European values, and that they have the courage to defend and protect America against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Nick Adams, best-selling author, Fox News contributor, and founder and CEO of FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. Nick, before I let you go again, tell our listeners how they can get involved with FLAG and help teach the next generation the truth about our country.
Go and visit us at flagusa.org. That's flagusa.org. We'd love your support. We'd love to hear from you. We do need an army of regular, everyday, hardworking patriots to help us achieve our aims and goals, and always believe in America. FlagUSA.org. God bless you, Nate.
Thank you, Nick. We love having you on the show. We loved having you in Nebraska, and we hope that we'll get to hear from you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's always great to have special guests on the show from around the country to talk about the work being done to defend our constitutional liberties and the values that our nation was founded on. And of course, out in our nation's capital this week in Washington, D.C., all of the focus still on Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the United States Supreme Court. A lot of questions still surrounding his nomination and a lot to be determined, but it appears that Senate Republicans are still on track to push his nomination across the finish line. And we wanted to share what the vice president had to say about this. Vice President Mike Pence, just a few days ago at the end of last week, spoke with Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, about why he and the president are still supporting Judge Kavanaugh and what he expects to happen moving forward. So this is Vice President Mike Pence speaking with Tony Perkins on the Judge Kavanaugh nomination.
I have given this administration extremely high marks when it comes to judicial selection, from the district courts to the appellate courts to the Supreme Court, Justice Gorsuch, and now Brett Kavanaugh. Are you concerned by the delays that we're seeing in the allegations made? Is this going to derail this nomination?
Well, first, let me say thank you for the kind words about the men and women that President Trump has nominated and this Republican majority in the Congress, of the Senate, rather, has confirmed to our federal courts at every level. Last year, we literally set a record of more men and women confirmed to our courts of appeals in a single year than any administration in American history. And they were all principled conservatives, men and women with a record and a commitment of interpreting the Constitution as written, and I couldn't be more proud from mm-hmm. Justice Neil Gorsuch all the way down, and it was a Republican majority in the United States Senate that made that possible, and now that same Republican majority is going through the process of advise and consent of the president's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And let me just say to begin with, I had the opportunity to meet Judge Kavanaugh before the president made a decision to review his record. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a man of integrity, deeply committed to his family, with a lifetime of service to this country in a variety of roles, and on the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, more than 300 opinions that reflect a strong and principled judicial philosophy that, again, interprets statutes as written, will interpret the Constitution as written, will not legislate from the bench, mm-hmm. And we believe that he will make an outstanding justice to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now that being said, as President Trump has said over the last several days, with the allegations that have emerged, it's important that we give it time, that we hear from both sides, and we have every confidence that Senator Grassley and the Republicans in the Senate will handle these allegations properly. I know Senator Grassley has laid forward a range of options from a from an open session hearing to a closed session to private staff interviews, and they've already, the staff in the Judiciary Committee has already begun following up on leads, following Dr. Ford's allegations, and that's all very important. And again, we're confident the Senate will handle it. But that being said, that what Senator Dianne Feinstein has done here, what Democrats in the Senate have done here, is very unfair to Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and it is a great disservice to the process. I mean, the fact that Senator Feinstein apparently had this letter more than 6 weeks ago, never raised the issue in her interview with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, never brought the issue to the attention of other members of the Judiciary Committee, is just it's a great disservice to the process and to the American people, and of course to Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his family. And frankly, it follows on conduct by many Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee who I think virtually embarrassed themselves during the public hearings that were on display just a short days ago. So that being said, I will just say the president and I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will make an outstanding addition to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're very confident that the Senate will handle this all in a proper and appropriate way.
Okay, so that is Vice President Mike Pence's take on the latest developments surrounding the Kavanaugh confirmation to the United States Supreme Court. And I think that there is a lot of truth in what the vice president shared. And I also believe that Senator Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, will handle it properly and appropriately moving forward. And now we want to close today's show by coming back to what we mentioned at the top of the program, which is the start of National Stop Predatory Gambling Week. This is an awareness week that is taking place nationwide September 23rd through the 29th. And Stop Predatory Gambling Week is a week to highlight the voices and stories of millions of Americans who have been severely hurt by government-sanctioned gambling. State-sanctioned gambling is dishonest, financially and socially damaging to citizens and families, lowers the standard of living, and spreads exploitation and fraud among citizens. And so in response to this, thousands of leaders and citizens across the country who believe government should not willfully cheat and harm its own people are speaking out to stop predatory gambling, whether it takes the form of casinos, state lotteries, or internet gambling. And the message is simple. Predatory gambling cheats and damages all of us. You pay even if you don't play. We believe that all men and women in our nation deserve a fair opportunity to build the best life possible for themselves and their family. State-sanctioned gambling robs people of that opportunity, and the expansion of commercialized gambling invariably leads to more social costs, which in turn lead to more economic costs, costs that are paid for by all taxpayers. And Nebraska is actually the least gambling-addicted state in the country. And so I think it's important that we recognize this week because we believe that Nebraska stands only to lose by changing that. And so we have got a great new article talking about this issue and highlighting the facts and realities of state-sanctioned gambling available at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org right on the homepage. So we're asking everyone to visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, learn more about this issue, what's at stake, and what you can do to help make your voice heard to ensure that our state is promoting and protecting the good life here in Nebraska. And that's the show for this week. As always, for more information, you can visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. I'm your host, Nate Graz, Policy Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, hoping you will join us again next week. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.